When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106 Up in the Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free one. You can also listen to us in Richmond on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this first day of November 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up?
What's going on? Friday. Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Hello, everybody. Good morning to you.
And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Got a big Football Friday show here on The Fan, although we will talk some movies. Kevin's going to join us at 7 o'clock. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5. John Feinstein joins us at 8. Got Scott Abraham from ABC 7 joining us at 9. And kind of a cool in-studio guest, Gravis Vasquez, who, of course, starred at the University of Maryland for years. Then went on to have a nice NBA career. He's doing some work for Monumental covering the Wizards. So he's going to join us in studio, which should be fun.
That'll be very cool. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be doing a lot of stuff regarding the Wizards?
I'm not sure how long he's doing it. I think I was told he was doing it for a week. I don't know if that extends.
I see. Okay, that's cool. I like Grievous. Got some super fond memories when Grievous was at Maryland. He definitely was a Gary Williams favorite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt about that.
Fan favorite. Him.
Did his time intersect with Valdez's? Am I getting those timelines right or no?
Probably a little after. Was Grievous there when you were a student?
He was 06 to 10.
Yeah, I was 05 to 09. Yeah, we did.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
Okay. That was your prime years.
Because I remember seeing him on campus when I was a freshman and I knew he was a year younger than me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Very cool. It'd be great to have Grievous in.
I think he was, never mind.
What? Was a bunch of hotties?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Well, I mean, he's a high profile hoops player then in the ACC. Yeah, you think
he may or may not have been going into my dorm building to go smash some chick.
Right. Yeah. You can neither confirm nor deny. Probably could confirm, though.
Right.
Well, you can't confirm it. They might have just been, you know, having a nice conversation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Study together.
They're hanging in the study lounge.
Anyway, we'll have Gravis in studio coming up at 9:20 on the show. What did you end up doing for Halloween? I know you were going to your daughter's volleyball game, but did you guys leave out a bowl?
I had the greatest Halloween ever. So I left out a basket of candy. Okay. All right. The game was at 5 at Holy Cross. Holy Cross defeated Paul VI, straight sets. Holy Cross will now be in the WCAC finals on Sunday for the 13th straight year in a row.
So they're a juggernaut in volleyball.
And so they won last year. They went like at a 4-year spell where they didn't win. They kept losing in the finals, but they won again last year, hoping to repeat. We'll have a tough one against O'Connell on Sunday. But after the match, I was sitting there and I heard something just heavenly from a good friend. And she said, yeah, I don't want to go, because we won quickly. We won like in an hour. Okay, won three sets.
Oh, so you could have been home to hand out candy.
She said, I don't want to go home right now and deal with Halloween. I said, neither do I. I said, let's go out to dinner. So we went out to dinner. We went to Summer House in Rockville. Skipped Halloween completely.
Punted Halloween.
Completely. Now, Summer House
very nice
is in a really nice kind of town center.
Mm-hmm.
Where there are a lot of people out and about in that town center. There's a bunch of restaurants. There's pinstripes.
There were some younger folks, like in their 20s, maybe walking around with costumes. But yeah, it was fantastic. Best Halloween I've ever had.
Right, because you didn't have to deal with it.
I didn't have to deal with it. I just sat there outside in the restaurant, had a nice dinner, shared a pizza and a salad.
Did you guys see what happened with the basket? Did it get pummeled quickly?
Only half.
Okay, so people were honest.
Well, to be honest with you also, I turned out all the lights. My wife said I didn't make it very...
inviting.
I didn't make it very inviting.
Yeah, so. You made it look like you were on like a sex offender registry list. That's how you made your house look. Dark.
Oh, no, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Well, I mean... Some of those houses, they'll have signs in front of them. They're like, you can't come up in. There's no candy at this house.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that.
That's like a thing. Now, I don't know if I've seen any around my house, but I know that that's a thing.
Oh, they say, don't come up here. No candy.
Yeah, I mean, they're not allowed to hand out candy to kids.
Right.
So we had a couple of kind of kids parties to go to, and my wife was a little bitter because I didn't go to the first two. I was like, somebody's got to pass out the candy. And so I eventually joined them, but I left two little bowls with candy, and I just wrote up a note and said, just take one.
Yeah, I'm sure they're just going to take one.
Were they all gone?
Well,
when
the
you got
truth
back?
Is, we got back around 8:15 or 8:30. There were only a few pieces left, but my wife, I think the Ring doorbell is a deterrent. She would get a notice anytime somebody came to the door, which was constant.
Right.
So from 7 to 8, kids were honest and just took one or two pieces.
Look at that. Very good.
Well, I mean,
honor
the
system.
I didn't even bother that. The candies we gave away were so little. They're just the standard stuff you get like at CVS in a bag.
Those were small too.
Yeah, and so I mean, I didn't care. You could take it all. In fact, I wish they had taken it all.
Did you bring the extras in here today?
No.
Oh. Did Valdez likes extra candy.
Yeah, I know.
He loves it.
No.
I had a ton of it too.
Did you have a ton
of
kids?
Very disappointed in the turnout.
Turnout was low.
Very disappointed. Now,
it was
the way
like
Loudoun
Field like 5 years ago.
Now the way Loudoun County is working for their, I have no idea why they have so many days off. They had Wednesday off.
Okay.
I think that was a teacher work day. They had Halloween off.
All right.
They have today off for Diwali.
Okay. Very nice.
Okay. They have Monday and Tuesday off because of the election. All right, so they've got seven days off. Got 7 days. So I think a lot of families,
they
bolted.
Out.
Yeah, they went on vacation.
I didn't know that Loudoun County had like a fall break built into their school schedule.
I mean, I didn't realize it was that long. But I was very disappointed. We had a ton of candy. I actually went out and bought more candy last night because I thought we didn't have enough.
Halloween in Loudoun County especially is kind of lit this year because you had the spooky season and all the kids out there, and then you had all the fireworks going off for Diwali.
Diwali.
Oh, really?
What is Diwali?
It's an Indian holiday.
That happened to be yesterday, or
it's actually technically on. Yes, it's on Halloween.
So what is
celebrate it the day after?
What is Diwali though? I understand
Festival of Lights.
Yeah,
I don't know details, but
it's a big deal.
It's Vali.
On a side note,
it's Diwali. It's Diwali. Not Diwali.
It looks like Diwali.
Did you guys see the video? The viral video of the Dodgers fan that blew part of his hand off. Celebrating.
I don't want to see that.
He's lighting a firework with the shortest fuse you've ever seen. The fuse is like this, okay? It's like Rom's dong. It's so small.
Right.
And he's lighting it, and then, shocker, 2 seconds later, it looks like a grenade goes off, and then I guess when they throw like a flashbang grenade, have you seen people that are like incapacitated? Like they don't.
No, I've never seen it.
Well, he staggers away from the scene. He leans up against a building. Blood spurting out of his hands all over the sidewalk, and his buddy comes up and he's like, "Are you okay, bro?" And dude's hand got half blown off.
Oh my God.
Please stop celebrating with fireworks. It's a horrible idea. Leave it to the professionals.
Who is the giant, Pierre, that had it blew his fingers off?
JPP.
JPP.
Pierre Paul, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Blew off part of his fingers.
Right.
Still played several years after that.
Yeah, for sure.
And he was maybe, productive, too.
Maybe up until a few years ago.
Did Cakes Quinn stay in character all day?
I didn't. It was too warm. I didn't want to wear head-to-toe black. I had my wife turn on the air conditioning. I was like, it's too hot in the house. Plus, none of the kids would have gotten it. Like, it was almost exclusively little kids.
Right.
Like, they wouldn't have been like, oh, are you Coach Quinn? they wouldn't have known. So.
Did you put the makeup on, Lurch?
I did. I did the full deal.
Oh, you did.
The full deal.
And I love it.
And then you only got the
I was scaring all the little kids.
How many did you get to scare? Like, 20?
Well, we had a kind of a neighborhood pre-Halloween happy hour party.
Right.
People brought food and everything. So all the kids came from the neighborhood. So those are the only kids
that
I saw.
Were they in your house or like on the
driveway? No, it was outside on the street.
Right.
I scared the heck out of a few of them.
Very good. Like it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So that was the best part of the night.
It is interesting.
But then
I went in.
All the other drunkard parents stayed outside. I said, I'm going inside at 7. So I started watching the Caps. Yeah. Then, of course, I had to watch Halloween.
Yeah, of course you watched Halloween.
I sent Cakes a picture of
I know,
the,
I didn't
the three
respond.
Hotties.
I didn't respond. My apologies.
I'm walking down the street.
The scariest thing I saw last night was the first half of the Jets-Texans game.
I was watching a little bit of that, too.
It was burning my retinas. It was such bad football.
It was terrible.
And then there was some offense, actually, in the second half. I think it was 7-0 at half.
When did the reverse to Corley happen?
First half.
That was the first half.
That was the first. That would have been.
How many times are players going to do this bit?
I can't understand.
Where they drop the football before they get to the end zone.
It almost happened to Kyle Pitts last week.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they reviewed it and they decided.
He got hooked. Like I thought he definitely dropped it short of the end zone. Please drop the ball 5 yards into the end zone. Like if I'm a position coach or NFL head coach, I'm showing that highlight or low light to my team today on a loop. I'm telling them if this happens on our team, you're gonna get fined under the table.
They just
something bad is gonna happen.
It happens every season, multiple times.
I can't comprehend it. Hmm. And that had to be his first touchdown or would have been touchdown. Right, he's a rookie.
Malachi
Corley,
he's a rookie.
He gets very little burn on that team.
Right.
He had his first NFL touchdown taken away. Because he's a bonehead.
Well, that'll never happen with him again.
Because he's a clown.
I can promise you he'll never do that again.
Please.
Because that's how embarrassing it is.
Please.
Malachi Corley on the season has one catch for 4 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would have been a touchdown.
Please cross the plane into the end zone. Then you've got the Garrett Wilson catch, the spectacular catch, his second touchdown catch, which.
That was ridiculous.
One-handed.
I don't know if it's a touchdown or not. Like I at this point, I don't know what is a touchdown and what isn't. It's hard to determine.
Because
he was sprawled out, like part of his body was out of the end zone. Like
they reviewed it and they said he had the 1 foot down easily. He had his shin down.
He had two amazing touchdown catches last night. He had a one hander like across the middle. I think that was in the first half. Can't remember, but was that the first half?
No. I think that
maybe
was
early
second half. Yeah,
but yeah. Because
the score at halftime was 7-0.
7-0. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shocked
but then
the
Rodgers,
won that game.
The Aaron Rodgers actually showed up in the second half.
Right.
Now, he got Devontae involved, and we mentioned Garrett Wilson, but man, what a terrible... Penalties everywhere, negative plays, injuries, timeouts. God, I couldn't watch much of it.
Stroud got sacked 8 times.
Yeah.
I know.
That offensive line is an issue for him.
Yeah. They might have to go out and get a receiver at the trade deadline.
I mean, you don't even really recognize most of the names there.
Well, Nico Collins should be back next week.
Yeah, I know, but I still think they might need another one.
Probably, with Diggs out.
But they thank God Garrett Wilson did something last night.
Tank Dell had a bunch. He had a bunch. You know, he had 120
yards.
Guy,
he was the only guy Stroud threw
through. Score,
of course he did, because I traded him away last weekend. I never make trades in fantasy. Then I was like, you know what? I need some depth in my running back room. I'm trading away Tank Dell. He's very frustrating.
Right.
So, of course, he goes out for like 126 yards, 6 grabs. Didn't find the end zone, but still, that's pretty valuable.
But Valdez, I can promise you I will bring some candy for you next Monday because we have a huge bowl of it. So I'll bring,
keep it there.
I'll bring half of it there. Here. Well, if you don't eat it, someone else will.
Well, I didn't watch
as long
either
as I
one
don't
of those.
Eat it.
I didn't watch that really, or
you
even
you didn't watch Halloween either. We know you
didn't watch Halloween.
That.
And honestly, I didn't watch the Cavs. I came home and I went straight to bed. I'm trying to go to bed earlier these days.
Are you going out of town this weekend?
Yeah, I got to drive. It's another nightmare.
And then you got to get back here Sunday.
I got to race back.
Well, you got the game.
And then I got to go to Catholic at 6.
Right, right.
You got a busy weekend.
You got a doubleheader on Sunday.
I got a doubleheader. But I see the cat. I see Ovi scored. I see Willie scored again.
Yep.
I mean, this team is possessed.
The offense is crazy.
What is going on?
It's just a radical departure
Let me ask you this, because I don't know anything about hockey. Are they legit?
They might be legit.
It could be legit.
Are they legit?
There's possibility.
Based on what they've added, how they're playing, scoring a bunch of goals. Mm-hmm. You know, they got the two good goaltenders. Are they legit?
They might
way
be
too
legit.
Early. It's very
7-2 is a great start.
I like the early returns. Yeah. Very positive.
I'm 5-1 at home.
Ovi had a day. He had a goal, two assists. Willie got off the schneid, right? He had gone 5 or 6 games, I think, without scoring a goal. Got back on it.
I don't know if it was 5 or 6, but yeah.
Maybe it was 5 or 6 without the power play unit. I think that's what it was. And I think Willie scored on the power play unit. I think that's
Look at that. The Caps in second place in the Metro behind the Devils, who've played 4 more games.
Yeah, right.
Because
the Devils started the season overseas, right?
Correct.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. This might be a hell of a year for them.
I hope it is.
Telling you, early success could set the tone for the entire season.
100%.
Certainly can.
You're right.
Let's go to Richard in Germantown. Says he's a frustrated Caps fan. Oh, but it also says slash donk. Richard, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Richard.
Hey, I'm just like, you know, it's like you play good in, you know, that early part of the second period, and then it's like you give up a bunch of goals. It's like, come on, guys. Be consistent.
You're not happy. You're not happy with the 6-3 win.
No, I'm grateful for it. And I think it's like they got their butts in gear, and which is great. And it's just like I'm just worried that, you know, we can get one of these deals where it's like we start off great, and then, you know, hey, we're going to, you know.
Hey, they rank. Look, hey. Well, why are you being so needy? They scored 3 goals to close them out in the third period, and they won by 3 goals at home.
I'm just worried that it's like
stop worrying so much.
It's very early.
This is coming from me. I worry about everything all the time. Stop worrying. It's early. We're not even 10 games in yet. Enjoy the ride.
I know, and it's like it's going to be a rough ride, and whatever. But it's like,
all right, I can't. I'm sorry. It's too early. I mean,
well, he just talked too slow.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like he's happy with anything. Yeah. They'll win the lottery, and then he'd be upset he has to pay tax.
Actually think that they're real Stanley Cup contenders before the season started? I mean, come on, this is unbelievable.
Last season, they couldn't score to save their lives. Now they're scoring 4.1 goals per game. They're like top 4 or 5 in the league right now. You should be grateful for what's happening.
By the way, this mic is definitely shorting out.
There's some weirdness with that.
Every time I move it. So I don't know if we see Roger again.
How about that? It's Roger. I'm coming and fix
Roger the mic. Roger had the pants, I think it was 2 days ago.
Okay.
As low as I've ever seen. Like completely below his buttocks.
Okay.
I mean, all the way to the bottom. I don't even know how. Does he have his shirt like pinned?
I don't know
how his shirt stays in.
He's almost as mysterious as like Stonehenge.
Yeah.
And the pyramids.
It
and
is
how
a miracle.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground.
First of all, I don't know how he walks. Because when your pants are below your cheeks, how does he even walk without the pants just falling all the way down?
He's more interesting than a Sasquatch to me.
Dude, he's super interesting. Yeah. They were the lowest I've ever seen him.
He fascinates me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if we see him walking around, we need to get this cable swapped out before Grievous comes in here.
Yeah, cable. How about that? You like that? How about that?
I can fix it. Let me go see if I can find one.
I think Valdez does the best Roger in the
does
whole
he?
Building. Yeah,
does he?
It's pretty good.
Well, I do.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Hey, remember, if you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. You can text a fan on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. It's the same number. And you can hit us up on X @JunksRadio.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be right back. We've had really good prizes this week. Gonna give our listeners a chance to win a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group and a pair of tickets to Metallica. Mm-hmm. Right now, you can call us at 800-636-1067. We will play Fact or Fiction.
Very good.
800-636-1067. So get in for your chance to compete for those great prizes. So Juan Soto has made it known that he is willing to go anywhere.
Highest bidder, opening the doors.
Yankees, of course, lost in the World Series in Game 5. My initial instinct...
By the way, I don't believe that.
My initial instinct was, why wouldn't he stay with the Yankees? Because he had a great year.
Yeah, well, I mean...
He gets to bat there with Aaron Judge and Stanton. Sick lineup. You'll compete for a World Series every year.
He's just telling everybody that it's open to any bidder.
Anybody
that wants to come in and place a bid, the door
there's
is
no
wide
chance
open for
he's
that.
Willing to go play for the White Sox.
If they were the highest bidder?
I don't think he would.
Okay.
I think he'd consider it.
I don't know.
I think he'd
when he knows he's not going to make the playoffs for probably many years.
No, I mean, he'd have to have assurances that they are upgrading other parts of the team other than just him.
It's going to be tough to do that if you're going to give him $700 million.
Do you have the audio? I want to hear the audio. Here's the audio of Juan.
I mean, I don't know what's the teams that want to come after me, but definitely I'll be open to this and every single team. I don't have any doors closed or anything like that, so I'm going to be available for all 30 teams.
I mean, there's some talk that the Dodgers are actually going to go after him.
I know, I've heard that.
Do they have room?
I mean, how much would their payroll be if they landed Juan Soto?
Would he really want to go play for the Angels who couldn't win with Trout and Otani?
Probably not.
And if they have the biggest check, yes.
I don't think so.
I definitely think so.
I don't think so.
Okay,
you might be right, but they're not going to have the biggest check.
Yeah, I think the biggest check is
the biggest
be the
check's going to become. Yeah, it's going to come from one of the, you know, the usuals.
Probably three to five teams that can afford him.
I think the Dodgers would be right there. I heard one of the analysts say that Otani, who they gave this ridiculous deferred contract, but like $700 million, they said Otani being there makes that team basically a cash machine.
Because
they just print money.
Oh, from all the Japanese or
I
whatever?
I guess all the marketing deals they have.
Yeah.
Who knows?
All right, here.
But that they could afford anything because it's just having Otani is worth that much.
I mean, here, listen to Juan say this.
I feel like every team has the same opportunities when I'm going to the free agency. I don't want to say anybody has any advantage because at the end of the day, we're going to look what they have and how much they want me.
It sounds like if you're going to pay me the most, $1 more, I'm going to go to you.
I just don't believe it.
I believe it because I don't believe
he'd go to the Colorado Rockies. If they paid $1 more than the Mets or the Yankees.
It is kind of shocking to look at Otani's deferred money. He's getting paid $68 million every year from 2034 to 2043.
Better hope he's alive.
I mean, A-Rod went to the crappy Rangers just because they had the biggest paycheck.
I feel like he would because he just lets Boris dictate for him. Boris, I'll be honest with you, kind of cucks him a little bit. He just kind of just tells him what to do, and he just does it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. So I do think that he would go to the highest bidder, but I think it's kind of a wasted time because I don't think any of these teams that you're bringing up are going to be in the mix.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's why we would never know. But I certainly,
I would love it. And I think the intrigue is, that means the Nats have a shot. I just don't think the Nats are going to pay. The Nats would have a shot. I'm sure Juan would love to play here if all things were sort of equal. Like, if we equaled the Mets, would he come here? He might.
Yeah, maybe. I just.
But I don't think they're ever going to come close to that.
I don't, there's only four or five teams that are really going to be in that mix.
He said no doors are closed. Who else would he be talking about?
I mean, I think he's just saying, hey, if you got the money,
I think it's a strategic statement.
Yeah.
To let everyone know, all right, let's see what kind of money you got.
Right. He's not shutting anybody out.
But he knows. I mean, he's not stupid.
His cost has only gone up from when he turned us down the last time.
Yeah.
We think we're going to step forward with another $200-300 million. I don't see it.
I don't know if it was Kirkjian or Olney. One of those guys said that minimum his number is going to start with a 7.
That's so
potentially an $800 million.
Well, that's going to have to include a lot of deferred money too, right?
I mean, it's so absurd. However, it is.
Maybe half of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there were 10 teams that had payrolls north of $200 million this past season. 10. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But I would guess.
That'll be one of the teams he signs with.
Jason speculated about the World Series ratings. I did see, and I don't know if it was just for Game 5, it was their highest number since actually the Nationals against the Astros.
What was it? 15, 16 million?
And that was it an average number, or was it just the one game that was the highest?
I think he said the one game.
Oh, okay.
I want to say game like 5. 18 or 19 million viewers.
For that last game.
That's a lot.
I'll go back and check it.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it would be.
I mean, in L.A. and New York in particular. Okay, it says 7-year high, according to this story.
Since 17.
Look, as great as Juan is, and I loved him. I mean, what's not to love about Juan? Like, just had great attitude. Every fans love, like, everything. I don't even know if you invest that much in a player if it's worth it. I mean,
I know who won't be doing it. The Learners.
Yeah, I don't think the Learners will do it, but it's like these big deals, they almost seem to backfire on people.
Yeah.
I mean, Shohei's had an unbelievable year, but I mean, injuries are always going to be part of that equation for that guy. Part of the reason why they gave him so much is his versatility. They couldn't use that this year.
Yeah, but he was one of the main reasons they won the World Series.
For sure.
He had a 50-50 season.
Worked out for him.
No, yeah.
That's just think of the absurdity. He had a 50-50 season.
Yeah. I disrespect it a little bit because the way they've changed things and stolen bases.
A little bit easier.
I mean, he's not Ricky Henderson, you know.
If I were a team that's going to outlay that sort of money for him, I'd be looking. And look, Boris might just shoot this right out of the water. We're not going to give you like a 12 or 13 year deal because you know those last 3, maybe 4 years, you're going to be paying 70 plus million.
Yeah, but
for a guy
he's still pretty young. How old
diminished?
Is he?
He's 26.
Still pretty young. But, I mean,
you want to pay him $80 million a year when he's 39 years old? I wouldn't want to do that.
Last year, maybe.
I think Toronto is a dark horse for him
because.
Well, they tried to get Ohtani, but they didn't have the
quite enough.
Well, no, just the being in L.A. Like Ohtani wanted to be in L.A. Juan seems like he's going to go where they have the most money. And if
don't you get murdered on taxes if you play in Canada?
Yeah, but you get taxed all over the country wherever you're playing.
Right,
the majority of it would be obviously in
Canada,
Toronto. Yeah,
I feel like you get murdered there.
You get murdered in California, Shohei doesn't care.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would be an even playing field. If it's all about money for Juan and Toronto tried to woo Ohtani here and they couldn't get him in Toronto because he wanted to stay in California, it kind of evens the playing field for him.
They're one of those top 10 teams. They're at number 9 in payroll for last season.
If you're a Yankee fan, are you offended that he's not seemingly showing a little preference to the Yankees? I mean, you might be a little bit hurt.
You're a fan?
You might be a little bit butt hurt because you would think you'd have a huge advantage because they completely embraced him, right?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but Shohei's contract goes through 2043.
Right. That's what Cake said. Like, he gets like $68 million for like the last 10 years of it.
He gets 68 from 34 to 43.
I can't even comprehend that sort of compensation.
No.
Let's punch up our contestants. We're going to play Fact or Fiction. We have that $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group on the line.
All right. Let's go to Chris in Woodbridge. Hey, Chris.
Morning, John.
What's up, Chris?
Morning, buddy.
Hey, Chris. Fact or Fiction. Victor Wembanyama showed up to his game yesterday dressed up as No Face, fully cloaked, dressed up. That's a silent creature who has no qualms devouring humans. Did Victor Wembanyama dressed up as No Face?
That's false. He was a... Yeah, that's false.
Sorry, it's fact.
Too many details. I mean, you should. I mean,
there was Chris, a lot of details.
Had a million details. In
last
there.
Year, he dressed up as Slender Man. Maybe okay. That's what you're thinking of.
Well, Slender Man is terrifying.
So what they call? They called his game last night a five by five.
It's the first I've heard of it.
I've never heard of five by five.
The record, I guess, is six.
Explain the five categories.
I guess it points, rebounds, steals, blocks, and assists.
Five or more.
Yeah. So really the hard one is the blocks and the steals.
Yeah. And he had five steals, five blocks.
Yeah.
That's a good fantasy night.
And I guess it's the
there.
Second time it's happened in his career. Kirilenko, I think they said it happened three times, and somebody else had six. I can't remember.
AK-47.
You could get the six.
I think that's what they used to call Andre Kirilenko.
You don't want to put turnovers in there.
I can't remember who the all-time leader is, but it's only six. And he's got two already. So I guess that's a thing now, five by five.
The Spurs were at plus, I mean, the Jazz were terrible. They're 0-5. Mm-hmm. He was plus 43 in the point differential when he was on the floor.
Man, I don't like seeing that. The Wiz got to catch the Jazz for those the number combinations or ping pong balls, however they do the lottery.
Why? What are they?
They're 0-5.
Right.
They're pulling ahead.
Hey, we're 500, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we're 500, buddy.
It's kind of a problem.
Our starting lineup is butt young.
Very young. Look
they might young. Be the youngest in the league.
I mean, it's crazy.
Well, I don't know if they're the youngest in the league.
I mean, they're starting three rookies.
Almost three teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably
and
pretty close.
And Koulibaly, and then there's one other. Is there a third-year guy in there or no?
Well, they're starting.
Well, Keyshawn George. Well, he's not
they're
starting.
The three rookies I thought were starting.
Right. I mean, Jordan Poole's not old.
Poole's
the oldest.
Yeah.
He's like 25 or 26 maybe.
All right, let's go to Chris in Warrington. Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Dunks?
What's up?
Chris, fact or fiction? The first two World Series games had higher TV viewers in Japan than the United States.
I'm going to go fact.
That is a fact. Congratulations. You win that $100 gift card courtesy of Metropolitan Hospitality Group. That's good at any of their restaurants like Open Road, Circa, Heirloom Salt Trio, or El Bebe. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Why the Dodgers can print money. 15.2 million television viewers in Japan in each of the first two games of the World Series on average compared to 14.5 million in the United States.
Well, they want to watch Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
They're big Mookie Betts
fans.
Yeah,
that's what they're tuning in for.
How old is Mookie Betts?
30 or maybe early 30s.
He has a struggling hairline.
Right?
He's about to join Team Bald. Is that
Team
what you're
bald.
Saying? Team Bald. We welcome
Team Bald.
You,
he's got, what do you call it? He's got the horseshoe.
Oh, that's male pattern baldness.
You can see the horseshoe.
Yeah, Drabby and I know the pain of that. Male pattern baldness. It's
so
not Jason, crazy.
He just turned 32.
According to this story, the final game had 18.6 million viewers. Which was a seven-year high for the World Series for a Game 5. Mm-hmm. The series as an average was at 15.81 million viewers across all platforms, making it the biggest World Series since the Astros' Game 7 victory over the Dodgers in 2017.
And if the Yankees didn't choke and blow that huge five-run lead in Game 5, just imagine what the numbers would have been for Game 6 or 7. This weekend, they would have played Game 6 tonight.
Yeah, would have grown. All right, we got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies coming up at 7:00. Then we're going to hit the Skins at 7:20 on a Football Friday here on the Fan.
It's time now for Chasing 895. Another day, another Alex Ovechkin goal. Last night, Ovi scored his 858th career goal, added two assists as the Capitals beat the Canadiens 6-3. Ovechkin's now 37 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. After making Caden Primo the 176th different goaltender he scored on, Ovi is on pace for 45 goals this season, which would put him at 895 and perhaps further this spring.
Here's a turnover in front, Ovechkin with a chance, he scores! Alex Ovechkin waiting out Caden Primo! He scores on a pass from the top of the blue paint! It's 6-3, Washington!
John Walton with the call. That was the final goal of the game last night. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
I know Willie got off to a hot start. Who are the top two or three goal scorers right now for Washington?
You've got Ovi's got five, and I'd have to pull up the
Stromer
stats
up there.
You know who else has to be up there? It's Connor McMichael, who's off to a hot start this season. Mikey, who's a new dad. Congrats to him and his girlfriend. She just gave birth a few days ago. Right now, it's, let me see, it's Tom Wilson has six. Michael has five, as does Ovi and Stromer, and two others are tied at three. Alexi Protas is off to a nice start, too. The young guys chipping in, which is good to see.
Our guy Nick Dowd has three.
That's right. Dowder.
Man, it's just amazing that they couldn't score goals last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carberry comes on our show before the season and says, work in progress.
Yep.
And they've come out firing like this.
Guns a-blazing, which you love to see.
37 so goals.
You say he's on pace for 45, and how short is he of the record?
37.
I mean, so that means we may be big-time celebration this year? I wasn't even pondering that possibility.
Could happen this season. Unless he has a huge slowdown.
And then I'll ship cakes $100.
Do you think,
I'll offer you a buyout. You want a buyout? Just because I'm a good guy, I'll offer you a buyout. $50.
Ooh.
Whoa. I thought you were going to say 99.
Can I ponder that?
Ponder it. You should accept it immediately. The guy's on a bona fide heater.
I know. I'm just trying to make it a big thing, a big deal.
Sure. Hold on. Yeah, you ponder it. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm just being a nice guy, cakes.
Let's just throw out a hypothetical.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard to imagine that he could stay on this pace, but he's Ovi. He shocks us all the time.
Yeah, he's defying everything.
Logic.
Yeah.
If he does pull it off and break the record this year, does he then just go to the KHL and finish off his career, or does he come back for another year or
still
two
has
here?
1 year left on his deal.
So he'll do the 1 year regardless.
I'd imagine he obviously plays this year.
Yeah.
I think he plays next year. He fulfills his contract with the Capitals.
And then he's done.
And then he has the send-off every
Most
night.
Most likely.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll be 40 at that point.
Can you imagine what the attendance will be when he ties the record?
Yeah, it's going to be.
Every home like game. Actually, every arena he's in.
The aftermarket.
Even the road games.
Prices on those tickets are going to be, it's going to be insane. Hopefully it happens here at Capital One Arena, but you can't obviously predict when or where that's going to happen.
I feel like Ovi's going to play another 6 or 7 years in Russia. Like, he's just going to play professionally forever.
Yeah, he's just a hockey lifer.
He's
grinder.
A machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, just crushing.
It's incredible. His it continues to defy expectations.
Yep. I ticked the old Ovi goal tracker. It's up to date. 858 goals. There we have it.
Maybe it's actually a nice time to be a Washington fan. Wizards are 500. Caps off to this great start. Commanders off to
this
a great start.
This is what
start.
It could
Wizards,
be.
Wizards rebuilding.
This is what it could fly. Be. Well, Wizards 500 right now, Cakes.
I need them to take a downturn.
No, I don't like that.
If they become a 500 team in year two, that's not really the way that the blueprint.
Well, maybe it's good, though. Maybe it means that your picks hit and they're good enough.
They're ahead of schedule.
Yeah, picks are just better than you thought. Mm,
okay. I can kind of buy into that theory.
Let's see what the combined record is. 15-6.
It's a great time to be a DC sports fan.
That's right.
That's right.
Buy in.
Now, one of the downsides is, though, yesterday we all got the terrible news that Pete Medhurst, our buddy, is battling brain cancer, kind of out of nowhere. Shocked him.
That was a gut punch when I saw that tweet. The text from CK.
Yeah. So his wife posted it on Facebook, and he doesn't have his phone. I think he's having surgery today. If I know anything about surgery, he's probably undergoing it now. We don't know any details. Just know that they were shocked to find out that he's got brain cancer. I think it's good, I guess, that they're having surgery. Maybe it's hopeful that they can knock a lot of this out. But it's just a terrible, terrible thing. Everybody loves Pete. He's the hardest working guy in the business. He's got a heart of a lion. He can broadcast any sport.
If you've ever watched
him just do an update, it's kind of awe-inspiring. He doesn't need notes. He just sits there and does it off the top of his head.
With an internal clock.
Yeah, I would need all the notes.
He was born to do it.
He was born to do it.
Yeah,
and then, if we have an instance where, they need a jock or something, I mean, CK could literally call him an hour before and he could show up and he could host a 4-hour show.
True pro grinder and really, really, really good at what he does.
And you could say, Pete, we need you to do 4 hours on the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
We need you to do 4 hours on Olympic bobsled.
Well, it is Breeders' Cup weekend.
Yeah. It is. Big deal in Valdez's household.
He could do it.
Yeah.
He's that talented. He broadcasts everything that Navy ever puts out there.
I mean, he broadcasts, like, water polo and wrestling. And, like,
the guy is a superstar.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he's such a grinder. He's also an umpire, a basketball official. He's a dedicated dad to mm-hmm. his two sons that played college basketball. Now his daughter, who's on the verge, I think, of playing college softball. He's just a great guy who really had, you know, he's very proud of like Shadyside and that part of Maryland where he's from. I think he's lived there his whole life.
He talks about it all the time.
Talks about it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Just a great guy, man.
He's just a great freaking guy. He made a point of coming out when Cornell played at Navy about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a point. He didn't have to do that. He wasn't broadcasting the game. Made a point of coming by, saying hello, sat down with me. If I didn't kind of sort of end the conversation after about a half hour, because I was hosting a bunch of people, I think it would have stayed there the whole time. Just kept talking. He's just a great guy. And it's devastating for all of us to see that. I know that we all love Pete and we're rooting for Pete and we're praying for Pete. We'd ask you guys to do the same. We don't know any details. Everyone's just kind of shocked. So keep Pete in your prayers if you can. That dude's a fighter. So hopefully it's something that it can be somewhat resolved and he can live a long, healthy life. But none of us know. We don't have any details. That's just
procedures today.
Procedures today. And usually those things happen early in the morning,
I'm sure
right?
He's probably
they knock
already
them
there.
Out.
You mentioned the work ethic is what really blows me away.
Oh, his work ethic.
Because
unmatched.
Nine different
so
jobs.
Many jobs. I started hearing him recently as I'm driving around on Baltimore radio. I'm like, man, he's doing Raven stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing, you know, Nats post game. He's doing...
He does lacrosse on a Big Ten network whenever he's available. He could do anything. He literally could do anything. He could host an afternoon show. He could host a morning show. He could host an update for you. He could call your softball. I mean, anything.
Yep. He'll do it all.
He's so freaking good at it, too.
And when we would have Rizzo on, he would shoot me questions every once in a while.
Would he?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
oh, yeah. He would always text
stuff.
Me during certain topics if we had a guest on, if we were just talking about something.
Oh, really? He would just text you out of nowhere?
I mean, it's college hoops. If we're talking to a college hoops guest, he would text me a question. Hey, ask him this.
Or whenever we would do our normal ignorant bit where we're like, oh, when did they last win something? Pete would shoot something.
Right.
You know, like, hey, here's the answer.
He would do that because he knows everything. The whole Pete on sports is Twitter. That was like the nickname we gave him. Jason essentially gave him.
I do think he shook his head
Pedro
a little bit at our success.
I think so. Yeah, because he's so much better than us.
Yeah, that's what I gave Pedro and Deportes.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a good moniker.
His whole Twitter thing, his whole sort of persona is a nickname that we gave him. And he just adopted it.
Yeah.
Because
he's a
jack of all trades, and he is a great guy.
Hopefully the surgery goes well. I mean, that's the thing is we don't know the severity, don't know the type of cancer, nothing.
Well, they said brain cancer.
Well, I know that. But
we don't know if it's a glioblastoma or whatever. We have no idea. But I guess it's promising that they're having a procedure. Maybe they're hopeful that they can do something. But yeah, definitely, if you're so inclined, keep them in your prayers because it's kind of like a gut punch for anybody that knows Pete or feels like they know Pete listening to him all these years.
Yeah, so prayers to Pete Medhurst. And prayers for us, because coming up next, we have Kevin McCarthy, and we will talk movies here on The Junkies.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.